Right, but welcome to the Loony Witch podcast with me, Kat.
And it's me, Amy, and we're coming to you today on the full moon, which is the worm moon, known as the worm moon because the ground begins to fall and this invites the return of the birds. So basically, it's a good indication of a starer, which you all should have listened to by now.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We hope you did. But
being a maverick jumping in episode 3.
Who does that? Who does that? We won't judge you as long as you listen.
I did just judge worms by going, but no, I do actually realise that worms are very important for the environment and wonderful creatures. I take my back.
We have loads of worms in the garden, and when we were digging up our patch the other day, I think Dave murdered at least 500 of them.
Nah, you cut them in half, they get two.
It depends how many times you cut them in half, though, doesn't it? So, Kat, I thought at the start of each episode now, I would ask you a little bit of a question so we can get like a little discussion going before we go into our main topic.
Oh, okay.
Nice and chill. Yeah, nice and chilled, nothing too strenuous. So, what I was going to ask you this week, and I thought maybe going forward we'll ask Instagram what to ask us, but what area of witchcraft, magic or spirituality doesn't appeal to you?
Ooh, doesn't appeal to me. I'm not a big fan of dowsing. I'm gonna put it out there. I think dowsing's a bit whack.
It is a bit of a strange one.
And anything where I have to suck an old man's cock, basically.
Wow, that doesn't...
Unless he's a very, like, intriguing old man and I want to suck his cock. But anything where I've got to, like, you know, Gerald Gardner, like, got to fuck him to be in the coven, I'd be like, nah, but...
I love your answer to that. Because, like, mine is, like, so just nowhere near that level. So the area that I'm not attracted to and I'm not really interested in is astrology. I'm not into the astrological signs.
Astrology.
astrology. That's how you say it. I'm not into it.
Yeah, I get that. It's very, like, I don't know, it's cold reading a lot of the time, isn't it?
I totally can see where people are attracted to it, and when people talk about it on Instagram, I am interested to a point, but then when it comes to doing my own sort of magic around that, I'm not interested at all.
But
if somebody can change my mind and bring it to me, I think it's because my star sign doesn't really, I think, personally suit me. Or it does. I'm a Scorpio. Now, I'm not your typical Scorpio.
I'm going to delve into astrology now. But most Scorpios I know have been very sensitive people.
That's not what the sign is at
I know.
All.
Like,
so I'm just like not that like person. So yeah, it's not something that like I'm totally like into. It's not the area I'm looking at, but yeah, I can understand. I probably wouldn't be into what you're not into as well.
I'm not into pendulous swinging things coming at my face, basically, on both times.
No, nobody needs that kind of behaviour.
No dowsing, no old man cock. I'm not saying never say never, like, I'm just saying in that particular scenario, no.
I think that quote should be on a tote bag.
Yeah.
Mitch dropping soon.
Yeah, never say never to a man's cock.
How's your week been?
I've had a wonderful week. I've been treated like an absolute goddess this week. We had Women's Day on Monday, and honestly, I've just been adored and showered with gifts ever since. It's been wonderful.
How lovely.
Yeah, what about your week?
Yeah, not too bad. In the real world, it's been a bit busy and a bit boring, but today's Mother's Day in the UK. I know in the rest of the world.
Happy Mother's Day, Mama Witch.
Thank you. So I have been spoiled. I have a lot of cake to eat still after this.
Because it's your birthday.
Yeah, because my son thinks it's my birthday. He doesn't think it's Mother's Day. He's going to wonder when it comes to my birthday why I get another one. But there we go.
Oh, time means nothing to the Babans, though, does it?
No, very true.
Yeah, it's also been a bit of a tense and, you know, traumatic week as well, and a lot of fronts too. So we just want to acknowledge that, and yeah, just gets you down a little bit, doesn't it? Thinking about the reality of it all.
It's been a very heavy week.
Mm.
Even if you're on Instagram, I feel like I'm in a little bit of an echo chamber. So a lot of the conversation I've seen through Instagram has been of, you know, fantastic resources, people sharing their stories.
Yeah, and that's very hard to, like, big up to everyone who's sharing, like, their experiences. You know, I hope people are validating that.
Oh, I definitely hope so. But, like, as well, though I've only seen people share, you know, good resources and those types of posts, I've also seen them share when they've been taken down. Mm. Outside of Instagram, I haven't seen a huge amount, but I have seen, you know, some horrible comments, and yeah, it gets to you, doesn't it? So it has been very heavy, so we're sending out a lot of love for anyone that feels very triggered.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, yeah, it kind of relates, you know, to this whole mind, you know, women should stay inside. The first Reclaim the Night march happened because of Peter Sutcliffe, like the Yorkshire Ripper.
Oh, exactly. And
yeah,
if you watch the Yorkshire Ripper documentary on Netflix, they talk a lot about how they were very much sort of penalised by the police, that it was their fault.
And more like, oh, it's your job not to get sexually assaulted rather than men's job not to sexually assault, which is hard to hear from authorities.
It's very hard to hear, you know. A lot of the stats will tell you that a lot of women, people who identify as women, have had this sort of harassment through their lives, and there's not anybody that doesn't have an example of it. So
no, everyone has a story.
Everyone has a story. And yeah, we hope you're all looking after yourself, and we're hoping with this episode we can help a little bit with that. So sending you all lots of love.
Yeah, and it kind of makes me sort of think about, like, you know, like if we talk about the history of witchcraft as well, you know, in the 15th century it was put in the Malleus Maleficarum that women were more susceptible to the devil because they were weaker, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically. Like, this is not a new thing where it's just like, you know, women are just seen as lesser than and therefore weaker and not able to put up a fight, you know. But why should you have to fight? Like, why should you have to be worried about somebody fucking attacking you? You should be able to go about doing what you want.
Exactly. We've all been there, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be a thing that will change very soon. All we can do is keep on doing what we're doing to raise awareness and sort of fight this as much as possible.
Yeah, and encourage empathy. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, everyone in society needs to have a bit more empathy, and that starts with yourself. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about in this episode.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to talk about today magical self-care.
Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about how it is that we put aside all of these things that cause us stress and anxiety and get into a magical mindset. So we leave that behind and try and better connect to ourselves. So I just wanted for at least one episode to get back to basics.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about, you know, self-care as a ritual. But then let me ask you a question, Amy.
Oh.
What is your understanding of a ritual?
I guess my understanding of a ritual is a process that you would follow.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not that is for one occasion or it is literally something that's ingrained into you that you complete that ritual and that process multiple times. But for me personally, rituals are a magical thing. There's something I do with the moons, there's something if I want to manifest something. Yeah. Did I pass?
So pretty close to what I've got, as the Webster's dictionary says. So it's a series of actions that compose a ceremony, and it's to achieve a purpose. So that's anything from like blowing out a birthday candle to a full-on Whore of Babylon ritual. You're following a set of actions. Okay, so what we can use this for as witches is for self-care. So we can do this by activating, revitalizing energies, and doing the process is symbolically transformative, and we can really help that to stimulate our ability to function.
Okay.
So you're like operating on a higher level, vibrating at a higher frequency,
Yeah.
which would be nice.
Yeah, definitely.
So as witches, we can make this part of our practice. So we are creating time and space for ourselves that has significance. And you can use that to sort of ground ourselves and honor our desires. And part of that is having a sacred space. And you may already have a sacred space, especially if you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, and your sacred space can be as big or small as you need it to be, but it's a place that you can go to and sort of say, this is my place.
And this is my time for me.
Yeah.
Nothing else, no worries, leave everything behind at the door, because especially because in my job I deal with a lot of vicarious trauma. And what a lot of people don't realize is that things like the news, interpersonal issues, even if it's not directly involving you, they can cause for you to get weary and see the world as a darker place.
Oh, the news is one thing that I find really hard, and I find
You're
it
very
really.
sensitive, babes. You're a sensitive soul.
Oh, thanks. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is.
And yeah, I find the news very stressful. I find it very like stressful if there's loads of awful things that happen, but if it's an awful thing that's like continuously shared on like Instagram, I find that really hard because I just take on the Yeah, take on the sadness of it all.
That's because you have strong empathy. Like you can put yourself in those people's places, and you can, understand what it is to feel like that.
Yeah,
And
way too
that's like,
much.
well, no, but what you can do is like use this process to kind of like wash that off you, so it's not, you can feel the empathy, you can feel for people, but you don't have to take it on and internalize it.
Okay.
And like I didn't even know what vicarious trauma was until a few years ago, which is weird because I work in a a trauma-informed job. But like it can affect anyone, and it can change the way like you perceive the world and like your level of resilience and hopefulness.
Okay.
So because life is chaotic and it's peaceful, and like that duality lives within us as well. So by doing some magical self-care, we can transform really simple acts into very mindful practices. And then cleansing your space, cleansing yourself with intention, and getting into that habit of clearing out what might be holding you back or what doesn't serve you, can help us to increase our personal power.
Yeah, and it's not a case of I've read a lot recently about toxic positivity.
Yes, you don't want to delve into that.
No, and it's not toxic positivity. It's giving you the time to reflect, giving you the time to go, I don't want to feel like this anymore. And it's giving you the time to set what you want your intentions to be and just to relax and be in that moment with it, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that, there is no past, there is no future, there is only now. And I'm a firm believer in that.
That is something I bet a lot of people like listen to this, and certainly me, I need to be better at that there is only a now, because I think what the pandemic has done for a lot of people is realize that there is only a now, and in effect, now more than ever, we haven't been able to forward plan, and or you forward planned and then new regulations have come in and you've had to cancel stuff, and that can be quite like upsetting. So you're right, you know, given the opportunity to do things in the now and take this time is a much better attitude to have.
It's about thinking about what is in your power to control. You can't control what's going on in the news or in the world, but you can control what you do with your space and what you do with your time and what you focus on.
Exactly, definitely.
Yeah. And like this time of year as well, because it's so starry, it's a good time to do like rebirthing rituals.
Okay.
So you're sort of like casting off the old shell and having a bit of metamorphosis, you know? I remember we did one years ago at Anna's house, and we were all like outside doing the circle in the garden. And part of the ritual was to put a blanket over your head and then you sort of take it off symbolically, and that's you being birthed.
Okay.
There's like a rebirthing, you're like, ah, I see the light, I'm in the world. But yeah, so everyone went, and then it was my turn to go last because I did everyone else. And then so I had the blanket over my head and I'm like doing the chant and the ritual. I can just hear like giggling around me, so I'm like, oh, what's going on? Am I looking really silly with this blanket on? And then like did the rebirthing, felt great, oh wonderful. And I was like, what was going on? And they were like, oh, the next door neighbor came outside, took one look at us all and walked back in, like. Just like, it's crazy witches in this neighborhood.
Oh no, but isn't that like a lush thing to do though, like to get out in the garden and do that? But yeah.
Oh, I'd give anything to do it again with like everyone, but
yeah,
one day.
And how did you find it, like doing that birthing ritual? Did you find it like really beneficial?
Yeah, it was great. Like everything we did as a group, you know, like when you came as well, everything we did as a group was so powerful.
I would love to do more group work like that.
Mm-hmm.
Touch wood when it's allowed to do more like that, you know. Yeah. We've discussed a lot, we're hoping by Beltane we can do something outside all together, and that'll be lovely.
That'd be beautiful.
Well, for all of it, you know. For all the upcoming seasonal holidays.
There's plenty of them.
There's plenty of them. That's the way you should follow it. You get more holidays, as Kat said.
Yeah. Pagans get the most holidays. But yeah, so how can we put this into practice then, Amy? What has your research brought you to?
Well, I just really, what I did was, I tried to get like a few things that were quite like cleansing types of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we've like said many a time, they can go from simple to complicated, whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. So the most simplest thing that you'll hear people talking about is smoke cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people just smoke cleanse with incense now.
Yeah,
because I know you can get the sage incense sticks, and you can even get Palo. Is it Palo Santo? That's how you say it.
Palo Santo, I think. Yeah, you have to watch with things like sage. Like I don't use the term smudging, and I try not to use Palo Santo, one because it's an endangered wood, and because of, like, I don't want to appropriate other cultures.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. So mm-hmm. Palo Santo is endangered, and white sage,
I think you told me that.
Yeah, those not endangered, it comes from a habitat that is like under threat. So a lot of places now, if you go to buy this type of thing, they will say that it's like ethically sourced. But
that's good.
Again, it's a decision like down to you. And you're right, like smudging has massive links to like specific cultures, like Native, like American. So you need to remember, you need to honour and be conscious of a ritual's origin.
Mm-hmm. And do your research.
But there's loads of things you can burn and you can do for smoke cleansing. And what you would do smoke cleansing for is clearing out sort of, I'm very cautious, I don't know about you, of saying things like toxic, because I find Sometimes
No.
people put the term toxic on things as a like selling point, but it'll help you clear out like toxic vibes and negative energies, you know.
It's just clearing out what was there before. If you don't want what's there, just clear it out, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, depending on what you burn as well, there's like different meanings. So the common ones that people tend to burn are like sage. So that has like one of the highest cleansing negative energy properties, and it comes with protection and purification as well. I also like it when they add like rosemary to burning bundles, and that means protection as well and new beginnings. And it's good if you're into like your chakras. It's good for your third eye awakening, loads of different things. And again, you can make these. It's quite a like nice relaxing activity to actually make,
Yeah.
but like,
Yeah, we've made them before with the coven.
yeah, I've made one that I'm hoping for, because I'm growing a lot of this stuff that I can make more throughout the year. But there's loads of like different stores you can buy them from as well. But again, a lot of the time now, you'll find that people add a lot of stuff to them, like crystals and all
Yeah, they're
sorts.
beautiful.
Really pretty, but if you don't want to spend the money, you can get basic ones, or you can use incense sticks, and you can use that as part of your ceremony. So that would normally be a way to start your cleansing activity. So before you were going to do anything, you would smoke cleanse. Another thing you can do, again, to banish sort of that negative energy, and again, depends if you have one, is you can use a bell.
Oh, yeah, I love a bell
Yeah,
or singing bowl.
or a singing bowl, they're gorgeous. I don't have a singing bowl, but is it Lisa that has one?
Yeah, Lisa's got one. It's really, really cool. The sound it makes. And then you can put stuff in there. And if you put water in there as well, it's just like jumping about. It's amazing.
Oh,
But it makes a love like it is like when you hear the tone of it, you're just like, ah, oh, that's better.
like really relaxing. I have a little bell. It came in like a tiny sort of little, you know, like in school, in primary school, you used to have a bell that you physically ring to come in from like playground. I've
And then
got,
if you were really good, the teacher let you do it.
yeah, it's one of those things you miss and comprehensive that you're not allowed to, there's no like physical bell.
It's just like a siren. It's just like back to work. Get ready for
I know.
factory life.
All the fun goes. I have a little one that came from a witch casket that I subscribe to. But again, same sort of thing as the smoke cleansing. You ring your bell and you can like chant, or you can say it internally, whichever way you're comfortable with. You say, negative energy, leave this place, love and light take its place.
Nice.
And I
You know
think,
what I'm after?
what?
I'm after. Remember those Welsh lady bells you could get like your nan had?
No.
You not seen them like little brass Welsh ladies and they're a bell under their skirt?
No, that sounds cute.
I know I want one. I'm on the lookout for one with the charity shops open.
Oh, I keep hoping that when the charity shops open, they're going to be really good.
I'm sure they will be. People have been dumping stuff outside the whole time.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? If you do that and you are listening, I don't want you to listen to the podcast anymore, because it drives me insane. Because not only is it like wasted, you just can't be bothered to keep it in your house for this amount of time, but it
There's
just
other places for it to go.
other places for it to go. You, it just gets strewn over the street, and then it gets ends up going in the bin. So your nice deed is just ruined.
I love that that's your hard line. It's
I
amazing.
don't. That's where I'm putting my foot down. I don't want you to listen to the podcast if you dump stuff outside charity shops.
If you're a fly tipper, just fucking turn it off right
Oh
now.
gosh! Oh, don't even get me going off lighter then. See, I'm not, don't get angry about many things, but these are the things I get angry about. Well, it's because when I go for a run, it's absolutely beautiful and people just dump rubbish up there. Somebody dumped like 30 lighters up there, and yeah, just loads of lighters. And like, what was there the other day? Those little, is it those little NOS canisters as
Oh
well?
right, yeah.
Loads of those.
Those are so bad for the field, like you should recycle
But
those.
it's all up there. There's wild horses, there's sheep, and they're
Oh.
all amongst this rubbish. So yeah, if you dump rubbish in any form or litter, I want nothing to do with you. I do not want your
That is
lessons.
not the right way to clear out what does not serve you.
No.
Don't do
Exactly. Oh, we went off in a tangent then.
it.
Yeah, a few like little spells. I'm gonna start with this one's called a magic cleansing spell. Now, this is where it depends if you've got like ingredients and kit, but change accordingly, whatever you want to do. Pick and choose which of these things you want to use. So this is a magic cleansing spell. You'll need dried rosemary, dried sage. Also, just a little tip, it doesn't have to be like fancy dried rosemary and sage. It can literally be the ones you buy from Tesco. Water and pestle, a bowl for blending. And it has to be a bit heat-proof dish as well. Three drops of frankincense essential oil and charcoal discs. Now, charcoal discs, have you seen these before, Kat?
I've had a charcoal cylinder that I put in my drinking water.
Oh, okay. It's not those. They're like almost like little bits of they're really cheap, like to buy. They are like a little disc in a way. They come in a packet and you like set them alight in a heat proof bowl, or if you've got a cauldron and you can burn things on top of them. Yeah, so be very careful because again, we're talking about fire. So this spell works like a spiritual shower for your hands and any tools or crystals that you're using in your spells. So it's kind of like a magical way of washing like the dishes. So it clears negative.
Like when you do your makeup brushes.
Yeah, but magical. And it banishes bad vibes, and it also works as an offering to bless and protect yourself and your magical apparatus. So, what you would do is you would blend your rosemary, sage using your pestle and mortar. If you don't have one, just like crush them with whatever tool that you have, until it's all blended, and then place the mixture in a separate bowl and add the frankincense essential oil. So you blend the herbs and the oil together with your fingers, and as you do this, you visualize an energy of white light cleansing and purifying. So again, you can sort of like go in a clockwise motion, and then you place your hands over the spell, close your eyes, and enchant. And enchant them, blessing them with your intention of purification. In your like heat-proof dish, you light a charcoal disc, you add the oil to the charcoal, and as the smoke rises, you hold your hands or any of your tools above it. The smoke will cleanse you before, or after making any potions. So again, you could do this as like part of the start of your ritual. And that's that little one. I think, yeah,
Nice.
that's a nice one. As
That's a good way. I very rarely clean, well, I cleanse stuff in the moonlight, but I should cleanse things after rituals as well. I need to get into the habit of that.
yeah, I always like to use moon water for cleansing. So if I clean my altar, I'll use like my jar of moon water and I'll go and do it from there. I find that's like a really a good way to do it. But yeah, similar. I have charcoal dish discs, and have I used them yet? No. No, I haven't.
Yeah, I've got bad memories of charcool from getting my stomach pumped. Like it makes me
Oh.
feel a bit weird. I know.
I'm pretty sure I've
It's so
like drunk a
gross.
lot of charcoal though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't.
It's good for you. I know it's good for you, but sometimes when
Yeah.
I look at him, I just be like, ugh.
Okay, I've got two
Oh, I
bath
love a
type
bath.
spell. Now, this is really funny because this originally, when I read this spell, I thought that you had to wear a piece of white clothing in the bath and that it was like some sort of, like a
Never
christening.
nude bath, yeah.
Yeah. And that just didn't sit with me right because I just kept thinking, oh, you've got this wet white piece of clothing then that you've got to like deal with, and that doesn't seem like very relaxing, but that's just the mum in me. That's
Making
like,
more washing, chuck
yeah, that's all I
it
keep thinking was, oh, you're just making more mess of all this, but
out.
it's not. So I'll go through this. So it's a spiritual cleansing bath. So again, as we talked about, like, or Kat talked about, negative energy like really builds up. And we talked about last week when we had International Women's Day, whatever you think of the royal family, like, women were kind of told, well, you're lying about your mental health, and all these other things happened, and that can build up and you can start to feel like really drained from having that type of news. So again, we talk about baths, I think, all the time. But having a bath can be a really spiritual form of cleansing your aura and, like, physically, like, washing away a bad day or heavy energy that you may be carrying around. So you can take a spiritual bath and know that when all the water is, like, disappeared down the drain, it's taken away all that negative energy you are holding onto. And it's like a new beginning. So what you'll need are some, like, candles. White candles are good, but whatever you got, dried or fresh sage, drops of peppermint essential oil, some Himalayan salts or Epsom salts. Again, I always tell people this, you should need to buy them from Home Bargains or Savers, because that's the cheapest place you'll find them.
Yeah, Home Bargains all the way. Homey Bees.
The best place on earth. I miss it.
I know,
truly.
I love it. I was thinking it. I was like, oh, I need to go to Home Bargains. I can't wait.
Yeah, because I think I went a couple of weeks ago. This is not a very relaxing chat, is it, talking about Home Bargains?
Oh, but it is.
It is relaxing. It's my happy place. But they closed off. So in Wales, they can't sell anything in the shops. So places like supermarkets or Home Bargains that are still allowed to stay open, they can't sell non-essential items. It's like all the good stuff is all, like, crossed off and you can't buy it. So I'm excited for it to open up fully.
I have taken things from the non-essential bit and it goes through the till just fine. Just don't let anyone see you, like, and if it's sticking out the edge of the plastic, I think it's fair game.
Well, you heard it first, year first, Kat, everyone.
I can't even remember, like, it was something like, I was like, that is essential. I do need that. I can't remember what it was now, though. Oh, I think it was like a notebook. And I was like, I need a notebook because I need one for work right now.
Oh, no, I think stationery is allowed. I think
I think it was a jazzy notebook.
Oh, I don't think it matters if it's jazzy. I'll let you off for that. It's fine. No, but yeah, I can't wait for it to open. So, and then your last ingredients are your white, clear quartz. You could use 1, 2, 20, wherever you've got. And again, your white piece of clothing is like an optional thing here. So you'd like some candles and you add all your ingredients to the bath along with your quartz crystal. And you would soak yourself and you visualize the white cleansing light. And when you step out the bath, you can be conscious, as I said, that the water is draining away that negativity. So what they suggest is after your bath, you wear your white clothes, so like your white pajamas, for the next 8 hours as a reminder that you've, like, reset yourself.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. And then for
Oh no, I was gonna say, it's like, do you know when you, like, change your bed sheets after having a bath, you shave your legs, you're like, I'm gonna do this because it's gonna feel really nice.
Add all that into this and that's, like, perfect.
Luxury.
What my resource here is sort of suggesting is for extra power, you can write down something specific that you want to release, and you could burn it with a black candle before your bath, but that's up to you. You don't have to add that bit. And then my last bath, so this is called a break and cut bath. So this is like a renewal bath when you want to cleanse away bad memories, bad relationships and hexes. So you've literally had your day from hell and you're like, right, I need to break this.
I need a deep magical scrub right now.
Yeah, I need to get rid of this and I'm going to reset myself. It needs to go. What an awful day. So you'll need dried sage. Can you tell that sage is a common theme when it comes to cleansing?
Sage has cleansing properties, babe.
Exactly.
It just does.
Black peppercorns. Again, you need your salts. So Himalayan, they suggest is best here, but Epsom salts will be fine. Or even sea salts will be absolutely fine. You need the peel and juice of one lemon. You need, like, a bowl for blending and clear quartz crystals again. So you'd mix your sage, your lemon peel, your peppercorns in a bowl, in an anti-clockwise direction. And we go anti-clockwise because that's a banishing act. Widdershins. I've got a mug that has that on it, and it's got the what's the Widdershins at the banish.
Dio seal.
Yes, is the invoking way. You'd run a hot bath. Then you'd add all your blended ingredients and the lemon juice, and know that when you step out of the bath, you'll be fully cleansed and the reset button would have been pressed. What I would suggest, and this is just me, is I would like grate the lemon because for peel wise, because I think it would permeate the water a bit better.
Yeah, bigger surface area. Good idea, babe.
Yeah, I think that's better. I think it'll perfume it quicker as well. And again,
Like you're bathing in a big G&T.
oh yeah, that is, isn't it? Because you've got peppercorns as well. It's like a Bombay Sapphire. Oh, I'd like a gin
Have a Bombay Sapphire with your mega cleansing anti-hex bath,
now.
like.
That is a endorsed recommendation from this
Yeah, we love a bath.
podcast. Now, for extra power, you can again do exactly what you did with the previous one is you can sort of write down some bits on a piece of paper and you can burn it just to get rid of that. That was described well. Well done, Amy.
Well done, Amy. That was really good.
I have got a few more things. I know it feels like I've been talking forever now, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
Oh, I know that's the point of the podcast,
We went off
everybody.
on a big tangent about home bargains halfway through, and that took ages.
That was a must, like listen to conversation.
Yeah, witches love home bargains. We endorse home
We endorse
bargains.
home bargains as a witch. It is a great place. I've also got like another little banishing spell. So again, this is like working to like banish that energy so you can do things to relax then and you can feel like that's gone. But obviously, like we'll both talk about what we like to do to like relax as witches as well, like after this. But it's called the Ain't Got Time for That quick banishing spell. So
Ain't nobody got time for
ain't
that.
nobody got time for that. So you need pen and paper and a black candle. Again, black pillar candle, a little tea light, any will do. So again, this banishing spell can also be done before manifesting. So you can do it before you think, right, I want to get rid of this so I can invoke this. And the way you should think of that is that,
Exchange of
yeah,
energies.
change of energies. If you think of your house as like, and your brain is having storage to invoke more things, you need to get rid of things.
Yeah, delete some RAM. I don't know anything about computers.
I'm impressed you knew that term. I don't know what that means though.
I don't even know what RAM is because it's sometimes used in an innuendo, and I quite like innuendos.
Oh dear. I like a pun. I can't remember what I laughed at the other day. And Dave was like, oh, Amy. And I was like, oh, I like a pun.
God, you should live with Rich. He's the king of dad puns. Like,
Oh, I'm a fan
he's
of
a
a
very punny wizard.
I'm a fan of a dad joke. Yeah, so as I said, every time you banish something, you're creating some room to invite something positive in. So you can either write a person's name or the situation that no longer serves you on a piece of paper, and you would burn it over the black candle. If you don't have access to a black candle, any coloured candle will be fine. But what
Yeah, just substitute.
substitute? A lot of the time they say to substitute for a white candle because white candles can sort of replace anything. If you need to do a super quick banishing and don't have access to a candle, you can literally write down something and rip it and flush it down the toilet. Alternatively, you can write down, I love this, you can write down an ex's name on a piece of paper and put it in an ice cube tray and cover with water and place in the freezer. And that's like a way to like cool it down.
Yeah, ice that
Yeah.
motherfucker
So
out.
they're just like a few like quick ways and lovely relaxing ways to sort of cleanse and give yourself some time to do some bits and pieces to make you feel better. If you don't have a bath, you can do a lot of this with a shower in the sense of
I often have showers where I imagine the grime of the day just flowing off me down the drain, and it helps me feel less anxious.
Yeah.
More control.
Sometimes as well, if your stress is around you don't have a lot of time, sometimes it can feel like a chore if you think, oh, I've got to do this ritual now to relax me, but I also want to do this and this and this. Like a shower is like perfect, and that little black candle spell, if you just want to write down a name then or a situation and literally physically rip it up, that is also fine. I read like a really good like post, I can't remember if it was the last full moon or the last new moon, and it said it's fine not to do anything. If you didn't want to do a physical like magical ritual, and actually your ritual is, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to chill out, that is fine.
You have some time for me.
Time for you. That's the most important thing of this episode, is that you dedicate time to yourself. Because
magic's not for anyone else. It is literally your way of taking control of your reality. Believing in yourself.
Oh, exactly. It is for you. And that's definitely why I practice it, is I do it for me. It's something that I enjoy. There's no other reason to it.
I'm a big fan of leaving my troubles in the sea. Very, like, recently I've been doing a lot of like cold water immersion, and you feel so incredible when you get out of there. You're just on fire and you're just like, it's classic.
Loads of people say that about swimming in the sea, though.
So good. My mental health has never been so good, honestly.
I know a few people that have sort of taken it up, like during like lockdown, and they just seem so happy by it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a really invigorating thing to do.
And it's like the first couple of times you do it, it's very challenging. There's so much self-doubt, you know, like, oh my god, you know, can I do this? But then after a few times, you like, getting in is not a chore, because you know when you get out you're gonna feel so incredible, you cannot wait to get in there.
And that's the same with exercise, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
a lot of people, you know, exercise is one of those things that you will, you know, I've been doing it on and off for years, and there's still days that I don't want to do it, but you never regret it once you do it.
No, you never regret like doing something active for yourself that helps you feel more in your body. Never regret run, never regret swim or yoga. Like before you do it, you're like, oh, I can't be bothered, but after it you're like, you're never like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that run.
Yeah, or even a walk, you never regret getting some fresh air. In my view, I like to try, or what I'm trying to do at the moment is, it's going to be a big focus to me going forward, is a break from your phone.
Yeah,
I think during the last year we've all been tied to our phones more than ever, because we've needed them, you know, to feel connected.
Yeah, and less isolated.
But it comes with the negative things of your phone. Where you're like, you've lost bouts of time doing it, or it gives you headaches because of the lights on it. Stops you sleeping. So I definitely think if you can, even if it's like an hour, half an hour, I do read that people like put their phone in like a drawer on a Friday night and they don't get it out till Monday morning. That's fantastic if you want to do that. But even just saying, for an evening, oh, I'm not going to use my phone, I think can be a great bout of self-care.
I try not to use it an hour before I'm going to go to sleep.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's just like, right, no more screen time now. This is just, I don't know, read or do some crafting or just lie there and meditate.
And we haven't even talked about meditation yet.
Oh, I love it. That's another thing where I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can be bothered to... I got really into the Netflix Headspace one. I love those.
I do really enjoy Headspace. I'm really lucky that my employer pays for it. And I've been listening to their like sleep casts. So like the little meditation and like stories to help you sleep. and they're really good. And also, I've been doing them in the morning as a way of just like grounding myself. They're really good. But as Kat said, they've got Headspace and they've got a Spotify like podcast now. There's only like 10 minutes a day. But
Oh,
some,
that's
yeah, and
cute.
sometimes they just talk about stuff, don't they? They just talk about things you can do. So I highly recommend meditation. And if you're like me, I find it really hard to do by myself still. So I use like apps, or you can probably get like YouTube videos as well to help guide me, because I find I work better with that. But hopefully, again, with practice, you can progress beyond that. But you'll speak to people that have been meditating for years and years and years, and they will tell you that it's like mandatory for them. They have to do it.
Just it's another thing. It just makes you feel so much better. And like I could, because I can remember a time, especially with running, I'd be like walking down the street or sat in my house, and I'd see someone running. I'd be like, you know, you've got that like bitter, like, oh, look at this fucking running, like, oh, fucking idiot, like running, and getting really like think triggered about it. But it's really just because you're just like, I know I should be doing that, and I know that person feels amazing, and it is just doing little things to lift your mood, to live in the moment, and just appreciate yourself and what you've got.
Yeah, to rest and reflect, and go from there, really. It's one of those things that I think is more mandatory now than ever. Yes, of course, you want to do these things. You want to sit and watch Netflix, and that's fine. That is relaxing. But when you look at, well, actually, am I watching this many hours of Netflix a week? Could I give myself 2 hours a week to out of that time to do something else? And I think that's the key thing here, is that it's about,
Something active. It's not something passive, is it? It's something you're actively doing, and you're doing it for the purpose of, you know, being more attuned with yourself.
definitely. And there's loads of other stuff like you can do. Kat mentioned like crafting. You could even have a good cry.
Oh, I love crying. Crying is so
Well,
cleansing.
that's why we were just talking about that. I'm going to watch Bake Off tonight, and it's the Stand Up to Cancer Bake Off. So it's a
Oh.
great laugh, of course, until they share somebody's story. And I
Oh.
literally bore my eyes out. And especially if it's child related now, I'm worse.
You're such an empath, babe. It's really beautiful.
I am an awful crier, as in I will cry at anything. But I do think,
Yeah, I've been to the cinema
oh
with you.
gosh, for everyone who listens to podcasts, there are films I physically can't watch, and they're not films that you would typically associate with crying, but they're films that I will not watch because I know the state I'll get in. The film Kat's talking about is The Last Hunger Games. More because I've read the book, so I was just like, oh, hyperventilating.
I just turned to look at you, and you were just saying bits, and I felt so bad because I just started laughing at you, like in the cinema. I just felt so mean, but it was just I just wasn't expecting you to be like all teary-eyed, just like
I'm
oh,
awful. I can't remember what else it was.
Beauty and the
I
Beast.
oh, more because more happy tears. That it was like beautiful. I am literally just, there's films from like my childhood. There's a film called The Little Princess. Yeah, that gets me every time.
Oh,
I
babe.
haven't, I've probably only rewatched Marvel's Avengers Endgame once, because I can't deal with the ending. Again, I know it's been out a while, but I don't want to spoil why I cry at these things.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Awful. I am this awful, awful crying person, but I find it very releasing and very like, oh, needed that. Yeah,
Cathartic.
needed that. I also like wrote down, if you can't even do your bath or your shower, cleansing your face. Again, take time in your evening. I love skincare, so taking time out of your evening and sort of cleansing your face, getting your lotions and potions on. If you've got one of those little rollers, Even better, like those jade rollers.
I've got one of them. I very rarely use it, though. I need to get it out, though.
Thomas loves it. He thinks it's really ticklish. If you sort of like run it over his face, he like laughs loads. But
Oh.
very cool. And again, like just giving yourself that time. A crystal that I have on my desk now is selenite.
Oh, I love selenite.
You can get all sorts of selenite things. You can get like selenite charging plates. You've got a charging plate, haven't you?
Yeah, I got my Molly a selenite butt plug once.
Oh.
It wasn't like meant for the butt, but it was like twirly and spirally and like a unicorn horn. And
Oh.
I thought it would be hilarious to give it to her, and it was. I was like, open it, open
I've seen
it.
like ones that are like shaped like wands and stuff. Never seen a butt
Yeah.
plug shaped one. But
I'll put a picture of it online. Put it on the
so
podcast, on the Instagram,
yeah, we all
sorry.
want to see that. We all want to see the picture.
Molly selenite butt
But
plug.
what like selenite does is you can imagine it using it like a sponge, so it'll soak up trapped emotions. So sometimes why I keep it on my desk in work for me personally is if I'm having a day, normally with me with work things build up. So then the last thing that's not a big deal is the thing that kind of tips me over the edge. So I'll kind of like almost use my selenite crystal as because it's like a smooth one as like a tumble stone, and I'll sort of rub it in between my thumb and fingers as kind of like, oh, please like absorb all this crap.
Yeah, that's normal though, babes. I'm only ever one minor inconvenience away from a complete meltdown, you know,
I
at all
one
times.
of the things that I love out of this whole like whole new world that we're living in is like TikTok. And my favorite thing from TikTok is the millennials that talk about like our anxiety breakdowns that we incur as millennials. And they're just so relatable. We are the generation of like people who have literally been on edge for the last like 5 years.
Yeah. Longer than that, though.
Yeah, and there's this guy, Rod. He does like working from home type ones, and he,
I think I've seen some of
yeah,
them,
some of
yeah.
them about like how he's booked a day off, and he should think his boss should know he's got a day off, but he's paranoid that they don't know, and that he's gonna get in trouble. They're just fantastic. That's definitely my relaxing. I love TikTok, but.
I like lesbian TikToks. I've gone through all the lesbian TikToks because I find them so wholesome and hilarious, and I love lesbian humor.
I find actually at the moment like TikTok is my happy place because it also depends on like your algorithm depends on what you like. So a lot of the stuff I see is like very positive or very funny. So I find myself more on that platform because I'm like, oh, this is the place where I like kind of feel safe and like I'm just gonna like scroll and like laugh and it'll like cheer me up.
I don't have it. See, I watch lesbian TikToks through Instagram. And like Instagram's gone weird.
Yeah.
But it's annoying though, like, because on the thing where it shows you like algorithms, like you watch one soap cutting video, right? And it's just nothing but fucking soap cutting from then on. I don't care. I don't understand what it is. Why are they showing it to
Yeah, I've
me?
used to watch stuff like that. That's like supposed to be like a ASMR thing, isn't it?
I don't care about it. Like, I regret watching that one video
Yeah.
because it's been torment ever since.
It
So,
happens to me on TikTok all the time. I get involved in like I like one video and then all my videos will be that for ages. But they're just like, yeah, it's my happy place. And that's it really. There's loads of other stuff that you can do. And to be honest, it is a personal thing. It's what you need to do to like ground and relax yourself. But hopefully we've given you some ideas of some bits and pieces.
yeah, and it's just about physically acting out what it is you want to happen. You set your intention. Like, your brain can't tell the difference between something that's really going to make you feel better or something that you believe is going to make you feel better. So, you have to incorporate rituals into your life, and as long as you believe it's going to work, it will.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that's self-care for witches.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, we
We did
did it.
it.
You are going to be late for Bake Off. Is that all
That's
right?
fine. Everybody, you guys are all more important than Bake Off. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. But should we draw a card?
Yeah. But I was going to say we've got some exciting things coming up in the future, hopefully. We've got some guests coming on the show, some mini episodes.
Yes, we've had, again, fantastic, I was going to say views, but I guess they're listens.
Reception.
We have had some great figures, basically, on our first and second episode.
Yeah, we do.
We're getting lovely comments, great feedback. So we always set our episodes to be like every full moon, but we thought in between if we could do like mini episodes that would sort of tide people over, like them waiting a month. And Kat has reached out to some great witches and
yeah,
they're all up for joining, so hopefully we can start to share them.
We got Max,
who does our artwork.
We got the illustrious L Harper will be joining us.
That'll be a good episode.
That'll be a good episode. And we got Mara. We got Mario,
who is another TikTok sensation.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to having her on the show. So yeah, that'll be exciting. Right, I've got my cards. I'm going to start getting into my Gnostic state.
I drew a great card yesterday. I drew the King of Cups.
Nice. Your cup runneth over with emotion.
I needed that cup today. That card, I mean. It got me through my day. It ticked everything off my to-do list.
Aww. But yeah, it'd be good having Max on the show because she's a tarot expert. She did me a reading recently and it was amazing.
Oh, that's good. We can ask her some questions on tarot then. She's a high knowledge of a lot of subjects.
Yeah, she's amazing. I might ask her about some shadow work as well. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. Okay. Ready when you are.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so I got... You're not going to believe this. The Devil. Which is right in line with what I'm planning to do tonight. Funny enough.
So what does that card mean then, Kat? You tell us.
Right, let me get my book. It pretty much means being a hedonist, which I already am, like. Hedonist paradise. The Devil, obsession, darkness, vices, stuck, negativity and limitations. But in this context, it's important to indulge every now and again. But this card reminds us not to get carried away.
Oh.
I will get carried away. Thank you very much, tarot card.
I'll do what I want.
What did you get,
babe? I had the Nine of Swords.
Nice. Let's have a look.
It's got a crying person on it, Kat. I'm a bit worried.
Nine of Swords. Babe.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me.
What you said about having a good cry. No, just the mental anguish and anxiety that comes from purging unpleasant feelings and finding healing at last.
Okay.
So you're going to cry a bit more, babes, but it'll be free.
Is it a coincidence that I'm due to start my period any day now?
No, not at all. The cards
know. The cards know about my menstrual cycle.
The cards know about your menstruation.
Oh, man. It's Bake Off. I'm going to cry at Bake Off.
I think you definitely will cry.
Cry at Bake Off, yeah. Well, whilst eating a scone.
There we are. So you're going to be cleansing out all those doughy, unpleasant feelings,
which, you know, we just talked about this in this episode. I think
it's very important.
Very important. I think I need it, and
yeah
I'll share something like from me. It's sometimes having a break from something that you've been doing for a long time. So for personal like reasons, I've been like monitoring food intake for a year, and I've just kind of got to a point the last week where I'm just fed up of it, so I'm just having a couple of days break, because that will reset me and make me feel more relaxed about it. So you can do that. Anything in your routine that seems mandatory but actually starting to grate you, just have a break from it.
Get rid of it. Yeah, get rid of which does not serve
exactly
you. So yeah, I'm going to indulge because the devil told me.
The devil told you to. Doesn't the devil?
Hail Satan!
and that's it. Do we have anything else we need to share?
If you want to ask us some questions, please at us at the Loony Witch Podcast. Come at me. And if you want to know anything, and if you would also like to be a guest on the show, oh my God, please, please come and join us. We would love to have a chat with you and get to know about your personal growth and path.
Definitely. We're looking to have like really chilled, nice episodes that we can just use to meet other witches, other magical folk, other spiritual folk. And yeah, let's share our practice and
come and be on our spreadsheet. We have a spreadsheet now.
That's how professional. It wasn't even me who set it up.
I know. What mad upside down crazy fucking world is this that I made a fucking
I know
spreadsheet
everyone's like. Thinking Amy definitely made that spreadsheet. It was not me.
No, nah, but it was me. But yeah, thank you guys, and listen in for next month when we'll be discussing Beltane.
Woo!
Woo! Fire, fire! Right, bye,
bye, everyone!